Hi, this is your friend Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to the Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to the Miracle Cafe.
Hey, my beautiful friend, and welcome to Season 3 of The Miracle Cafe. We have a knock-your-socks-off kind of show for you today, where the theme is all about new beginnings and really being able to embrace change with more ease and grace, and it's such a fitting day to do that because it is our Season 3 premiere. It's all about new beginnings. And we're going to have an amazing guest later on who's going to talk all about new beginnings and also share a powerful out-of-this-world energy healing session that will open us up to change, love, and new beginnings. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. But for now, I'm so excited to introduce to you a brand new segment called Hot Topics. So Hot Topics is a round table created for the intention of having a timely discussion on current events, things that are present in the collective consciousness right now. We'll have a panel who will share their personal perspectives in an environment where even if we don't always agree, there's great love and respect for all perspectives, and we have that safe environment to share what we really want to say. And it really leaves the audience and the listeners with maybe a new perspective that they may have not thought of before around a specific subject. So I really wanted to have a Hot Topics to create some of those aha moments and those expansion moments for the listeners and for myself and for the panelists. So that being said, if you'd like to submit a Hot Topic, please email me at Emmanuel@MiracleCafeRadio.com. That's Emmanuel@MiracleCafeRadio.com. And any other little messages that you want to send me, I'm always happy to read them, and I'm so grateful to connect with you. The show is all about you. It's not about me, it's about you. So that's why I'm so grateful to be able to do this for all of us, really. But it really makes my heart sing to come and be able to do this for you. So let's get right into our Hot Topics. Our first panelist is mother, teacher, inspirational speaker, healer, and life coach, Vicky Savini. Our next panelist is energy channeler, healer, intuitive, teacher, and master of the Divine Taurus Template, Corey Ann Cashman. And to round out the etheric table is leading edge thought-provoking inspirational speaker, author, and healer, David Matthew Brown. A heartfelt welcome to our panelists. Thank you guys all for being here today.
Thank you.
So let's just jump right into it. Lots to talk about. There's been a lot of things going on this summer, and let's catch up on it. So this comes from Carrie in Salt Lake City, Utah. Recently, the self-help expert Tony Robbins raised a few eyebrows when part of his firewalking ceremony went wrong, and several of those attending actually had some burns on their feet. My question is, do you feel that spirituality and self-help has to be extreme, similar to how it was with Tony, with the firewalk? Or do you think, you know, does it have to be extreme, or what are your personal thoughts? So let's start with Vicky.
I think it's interesting. I'm thinking about something that Dr. Wayne Dyer said at one point in one of his speeches. He said, you know, you have to scorch a few so that people will actually believe. And I got the biggest chuckle out of that. But hearing you ask this question, it makes me think. Spirituality comes in many different shapes and sizes. And so, no, I absolutely do not think it needs to be that sensational for people to understand that we're all connected and that we're all...
Beautiful. And so everyone sort of has their own... It's like, you know, we're all different shapes and sizes. So if something for someone has to be extreme for another, it doesn't have to be. Spirituality is sort of all-encompassing. David, I'd like your perspective.
The first thing that popped into my mind, which is fascinating, because I haven't thought about this since I was probably like 8 years old, but I believe it was in Rocky III when he said, no pain, no gain, right? Mm. And I laugh at that now because you certainly do not need to be walking on coals. because we already are living with and being with enough in our own lives, which is helping us to discover which we already are. So we're already people are already dealing with so much in their life, their work, their family, their friends, and all sorts of the dramas and the struggles that they're going through uniquely, like that was just brought up. So I believe that that in itself is enough, because that in itself is what is bringing forward what we already are and allowing us to grow.
Yes. And, you know, from a little bit of what you said, I just sort of got inspired to share that maybe it worked in the past. Maybe what these different methods that, you know, I've heard a lot about sweat lodges and things like that. So maybe it worked in the past, and it sort of brought us to this awareness, you know, this awakening where we are now in our consciousness as a collective, and now we don't have to do that anymore. And Corey, anything you'd like to add on to that?
Yes, I totally agree with all three of you. It was always my thing. I didn't come up with something from Rocky or Mr. Dyer, but it was always my thing that this stuff doesn't have to hurt, you know. It really doesn't have to hurt. We just have to find a way to feel the support and taken care of like we are. We just have to feel our connection with the universe. And, you know, it is a personal thing, but it is my firm belief that this stuff doesn't have to hurt.
Yes, and Corey, I want to ask you our next listener's question. This comes from Jeff in New York City. He asks, there seems to be a lot of chaos in the world. Do you think the world needs saving? And if so, what can we do to contribute?
No, I don't think the world needs saving. I'm a perpetual optimist, but we can help. And the way I think we can help is just by being the best we can be, shining our light as brightly all the time, and being an example, and that light will shine on others so that they can see the light. So that's all I think we need to do.
I love it. So it's like all about starting with ourself, and when we go within ourselves, sort of, it starts showing up around us as change and transformation. That's sort of what I felt in between your words. Vicki, what would you like to add to Jeff's question?
It's so funny, as Corey said that, of course you know me, the light inside of you, I was immediately thinking that I don't necessarily think the world needs saving. You know, the universe always has our back, so to speak. I think that by us just being our absolute best, constantly looking inward, trying to be more mindful, allowing ourselves to feel our feelings and really speak our truth, that then we're going to be raising the vibration of the earth together. And so it doesn't necessarily need saving, but perhaps a little bit of healing here and there.
I love that. And the word that really stuck out to me was mindful. And that's a whole show that we can talk about one day, and I'd love to have you on to do that. And let's go ahead. And David, do you have anything you'd like to share about this question?
Yes, I love you all. And I think it's all wonderful answers the question, and no, we don't need to save the world, we don't need to save each other. The only thing that we need to really look at is the human mind and the conflict which rests in there, and finding the common ground for that, the resolution in that, the peace between the two, what appears to be the confusion of the mind. So if we can find that, then we could change the world, which is what we're all saying. So I fully agree with everything.
Yes. Yes, and on that note, David, I'd like to ask you, this question comes from Lily in North Carolina. I recently had a friend who is really into fighting for justice and for what's right, really gets upset with me because she doesn't understand that I can have compassion for people who don't believe the same beliefs as I do. In this case, she was wanting me to admit that it's impossible to send love and compassion to a certain politician who has a different stance than her and I do. What would you tell her if she was your friend?
The first thing that popped into my head when you asked that question was Don Miguel Ruiz, that every person has their own dream, and to not take it personal. And that reminds me of compassion. I can still have compassion for you, and you might not have it for me, but it doesn't really matter. You may have compassion for me, and I may have it for you, and that's wonderful, and that's all part of that light and love and joy And that's what we strive for, and we want to live in that space. But my suggestion would be, if I can make one, is I think it's wonderful that that's the place where she's at, and I think it's wonderful where the other person is at as well. Because they're both expressing where they're at right now, and it doesn't mean that that won't change and they both won't find common ground down the road.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Okay, so who else? Let's have Corey jump on in with that.
My thoughts on that is everyone deserves love and compassion, whether or not you agree with their opinion or not. You can send your love and compassion to help them see more clearly if you think that, or, you know, to help you both see more clearly or to help you agree. So it's my opinion that everyone deserves love and compassion, whether you agree with their opinions or not.
I love that. And, you know, I would like to add on to that. Something that I've been doing is sort of when someone triggers me, I sort of just imagine them as a one-year-old. And everyone's been one-year-old, right? And it's very challenging to be upset with a one-year-old. So literally, I just visualize them as a one-year-old, and oh my gosh, all of a sudden this huge wave of love and understanding and compassion happens, because you're no longer connecting with the illusion part of themselves, which is the forgetting, oh, you know, combating, arguing, all that stuff. That's just them not remembering who they are. So when we connect with that little one-year-old, it becomes much easier. So, Corey, I wanted to, when you were saying that, it totally reminded me of that. And Vicky, do you want to add anything to this question that came from Lily?
The one thing that really struck me when you were speaking was that this person said that she wanted the other person to admit that it's impossible to send love and compassion to someone with a difference of opinion. And I don't necessarily believe that anything is impossible. And when I come upon people who have a different opinion of me, and what I teach others is, what is that mirroring to me? What is that teaching me? You know, something inside of me is clicking here. So I have something to learn here, because I can give love and compassion to anyone, and people who are in disagreement with what I'm thinking need more of my love and compassion, so that we can come to a different understanding with one another, and we can accept and love each other for who we are. So I would just say that, you know, nothing is ever impossible, and that it's those that rub us the wrong way, so to speak, that we really need to give more of our love and compassion to.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for that. Lily, thank you for sending that question. And also to Jeff and Carrie, thank you to our panelists for just your amazing insights. And I'm so, so honored to have you guys on the season premiere. Your energy is just so amazing, and I can't wait to have everyone hear about you. And that being said, I want to share Vicky's website at vickysavini.com. Corey Ann Cashman, you can find her at Facebook, and if you're a friend of mine, just check, you can find her on my Facebook as well. And also David, you can find him at patheos.com/blogs/wrestlingwithyourself. And then thank you guys again for being here, and we are actually going to take a quick break, and when we return, we have our guest for today. Stay tuned. What a beautiful song. Always gets me into a really, really good space. That song was called Paradiso by the group Divine Song, and you can check it out at divinesong.com, among many other songs that they have that I usually use. They are just amazing, and you can actually download it for free. So that's divinesong.com. And now I'm so excited to introduce my amazing guest today. Karen Abrams is a world-renowned master theta healer and relationship expert with over 9 years of experience working with clients, couples, and healers from all over the world. A graduate in psychology from UCLA, she has also been a teacher and mentor in the education field for over 30 years. And on top of all of this, I'm so grateful to say that she's a dear friend of mine. Karen, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
I just adore you. I love your work, and I just can't wait to share you with our listeners. I know the theme of today, since it is the season premiere of season 3 of the Miracle Cafe, it's all about new beginnings, and I know that theme is very present for a lot of people, just energetically, new jobs, new relationships, a lot of things are shifting right now. So for those who are feeling a bit overwhelmed or stuck, what is something that they can do right now to help them move out of that space and into their new beginnings?
I think that's a really good question. I think there's a lot of energy right now in that new beginning energy. You know, September is, you know, essentially here. And it's flowing in the right direction. So it's almost like all you have to do is ride that wave. If we can get in the right headspace, and what that means is that we've got to get present, we've got to be in the moment to know that everything really is okay. And so the first thing that we can do together, and that I always do when I go off and get very chaotic or, you know, overwhelmed or whatever it is, the first thing that I do is just start following my breath. So I thought that we could do that together here and just start following your breath in through your nose and out through your mouth in a long kind of extended breath. If you make the mouth a little bit the hole smaller than your breath extends, like in yoga. So if you do this for a few minutes and you just follow your breath, and just keep doing that. I know this is really good radio for you to just be breathing into the microphone. So
I love it. No,
like,
it feels
so
good.
Breathing today. So just keep doing that for a few minutes. And what's going to happen is that your brain's going to stop ping-ponging in all directions. Sometimes you really got to rein it in, and there's definitely those moments when I'm like, in the middle of the night. And I will go into that and just follow my breath, and I just got to bring myself back. Okay, come on, follow the breath in and out. And once we have that done, I want to show you something that's kind of a really cool thing to do also. It's called positioning. And I kind of combine this with just my own stuff. So the positioning actually comes from a guy named Dr. Jim Samuels, who came out of Oregon and a really amazing man and mentor for many. So it's called positioning, and they use this also in karate and other martial arts. So this is what we're going to do. I'm assuming that most of the people who are listening are sitting down. So we're going to do this together. It's going to be fun. So now that you're sitting down, and I want you to become aware of your shoes on the floor and then your feet in your shoes, and then feel your legs in your pants and your butt in the chair and your torso and your shirt and your back against the chair. Feel your arms resting in the chair or on your legs, wherever they are. Feel your neck on your shoulders, and then your head on your neck. So really you're getting that sensitivity that you're present in your body. And then what you do is imagine that there's a rod coming up your spine from the earth all the way through your crown. And then we're going to connect you to all there is, or source, or God, whatever that word is for you. Okay? Feel yourself connect to that right now. And then notice your position in the room. Are you in the center of it? Are you on the side, the left side, the right side? Where are you? Where's your position in your home? you in the side room? Are you in the main room? Are you in your office? Where are you? And then feel yourself expand to where is your home in the universe? And then expand that out again to just becoming a part of everything, part of all there is, part of that unconditional love energy that's created everything. And then I'm just going to let you be there for a second. Okay. And then feel yourself connect into safety and calm. Just feel yourself there, like embraced in a really warm blanket, and allowing all the chaos that's around you, that's in your mind, just to float out of your body and out of your world. Just watch it like it's this big cloud that just goes whoosh. Okay? Just watch it. Watch God just take it away from you. It's gone. And then I want you to imagine that stuck energy, you know, that you were talking about in your question. It's just energy that floats, and watch it. It's floating around you. It might be in you. We all have places we feel stuck. And let's just watch that energy like little clouds just floating out of your world, out of your energy space, out of your body, out of your life. And just watch that go up to source. Okay? Just watch it. Because when you imagine it, you're co-creating it. You're making it happen. We can see that it's possible that it's happening. It's happening. Okay. And this, you can feel it coming off. All the burdens, just lift them off your shoulders of saving the world, of saving your world, of making a living, anything that feels heavy on your shoulders. Just feel it lift off right now. Okay. And this is the place where you can see what's what. Instead of being distracted by fear of moving forward and of embracing the unknown. And the definition of moving forward that I've received from Theta Healing is that it means bringing more joy into your life. It's got a really great feel to it now.
Can you repeat?
What?
Oh my gosh, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, that moving forward is really bringing more joy into your life.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a fun way to look at it. Had I had 10 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have really been a lot happier a lot sooner. So take that in. It's just bringing more joy into your life. So when you say, do I want to move forward? Do I want to bring more joy into my life? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And for the unknown, it's a picture. I got this picture of a ball of clay being shaped by my hands and by God's hands. So the same for you. It's your hands and God's hands. So that you're moving forward into the unknown becomes this joyful trip that you're co-creating with God. And if you look at the unknown this way, that you're creating it, that you're responsible for it, then it becomes something different than, oh, God, it could be, you know. And and it's a really great place to be.
And it almost sounds like there really is no such thing as the unknown, because if we connect with ourselves, with that source, God, creator energy, it already knows everything. So we can surrender into that, and there's nothing to fear around the unknown.
Right, exactly. And who's afraid of a ball of clay? No? It's just so
amazing.
It's so malleable. So malleable. It's just, yeah, exactly. And then once we have that, we got to ask God to help you create a plan, because you need a plan. Because it's not just the energetic work that you do that makes you move forward. It's putting one foot in front of the other. You need to have that map. And you need to move that. And so that's what you do in that process now. And then just feel yourself move forward. Imagine yourself walking forward into this new life or into this new beginning, whatever it is, big or small, with grace and ease. And and that can just get you going.
Yes. Let me just say that process was so expansive. I just had so many aha moments as you were walking us through it. And I love that. What was that? Positioning?
Yeah.
Is that called? Oh, my gosh. That was just holy moly. That's all I got to say. So simple.
Yes.
But yet so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And it really helps you in any situation just to be grounded. I mean, because really that is. It's just noticing where you are and noticing how you are and really just connecting and, and grounding yourself. And, you know, in martial arts they use it a lot just to keep your balance, you know, and to keep you from, you know, they always say you never fight when you're angry because you're off balance. You got to stay focused. You got to stay that. And so you can use that here as just that place. Like, where do you want to be right now? Get out of that foggy, chaotic, confusing, overwhelming thing that you put yourself into to see what's what. Because it's going to be all right. It already is okay. So we can already move from that place.
So for someone who's listening, who heard you sort of define the new perspective of what change is and how we can embrace that, you said really creating more joy, following your joy. For someone who has sort of seen change as maybe traumatic or difficult or challenging, how can they bridge that gap to really embracing it and looking at it from a perspective that it is about following your joy?
Well, you have to... You know, change is a big thing for people, right? It's very big. It's easier for us to stay in our comfort zone. We have that insecurity that we were talking about moving forward. We have these fears of the unknown. And so it helps to have techniques, like for me, Theta Healing, that can help you energetically resolve the conflict so you can move on with your own inner support system. You got to be able to just to receive it and know that change is okay. And it might not be that much. That's the deal. Whatever you use, whatever techniques you use, it's sort of like if you just change slightly, if you change your trajectory just 1 degree, imagine if you were a cannon or a missile and you shifted it 1 degree, you'd be 300 miles in another town. So it just changes your path just enough to get you to a whole new destination. So I think that's really, really important to know. I was sharing, this is a really funny thing happened yesterday, a wonderful thing. I have this woman that I've been working with, and we've been working on letting go of her fears of the unknown and moving forward. And we've been seeing it internally inside of her, but we haven't been seeing it in the outside world. And 2 days after the last session that we did together, it hit, and she called and let me know that she finally just got a job that... So she'll be able to support her family. And she's had this really long, dry spell of unemployment. And so just that little thing, that whatever we did in that session that just moved her enough, got her the job. You know? And that's really important. And then there's this other part about, like, our nuclear family, right? And most of us have parents and siblings or, you know, some, you know, combination of that. And that can really affect your desire to change also because, you know, most of us have experienced that refusal of our siblings or our parents to see how we've grown. You know, they just want to, it's just easier for them to put us in a box neatly defined as this or that and keep us there.
Mm-hmm.
And but when we learn about healthy boundaries and we know that we can step out of that box, we can be unaffected by their negativity.
Wow.
Yeah.
And really giving ourselves permission to fly and shine and just be all of ourselves.
Yeah, totally.
So on that note, speaking, you know, about really getting out of that box and maybe our family or we've done this to others where we kind of just put people in the boxes, do you think it takes courage for someone to step out of that and really into their new beginnings?
You know, it's interesting, that word courage. In a way, yes, and in a way, no. I think that confidence is actually more important, and I think that your confidence in yourself and your confidence in a positive outcome is more useful initially, because when we go into courage, this is what happens to me. Tell me if this is true of you also.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of courage, I feel like I have to muster something up And I always feel like there's resistance on the other side of it. That I'm
yes.
fighting something, like courage to get in front of an audience, you know. And so that if we look at like, you know, mustering up the courage to do something, like having a new beginning, I think it feels like something to be afraid of and something to kind of plow through in that way. So I look at it differently and come from that different place. And when we're working with those new definitions, like we said, of moving forward as bringing joy into our life and that the unknown is something that we're creating, it's easier to step into those new beginnings with excitement and joy.
Yes, yes.
You know? And then I think trusting your intuition, that helps, you know, and being self-supportive, and which to me now has become just the way that you speak to yourself, and also bringing the right people in at the right time. So
for someone who's listening right now and saying, yes, I am ready to be more confident, I'm ready to be more excited, what is one thing that works for you if you find yourself maybe feeling less than confident that helps you kind of get back into that confidence?
Do I want to be happier than I am right now? Is asking that question. Do I want to be happier? Where am I at? What's going on with me right now if I stop? And if the answer is I want to be happier and I'm at a place where I want to receive more, it's like, okay, so how do I go from here? And when I talked about self-support is like bringing in the right people at the right time, I remember someone was talking about, I read this in a book, talking about the law of attraction, you know, which it clearly has been spoken about an amazing amount of times at this point in time, but speaking things as if they have already happened and really helps to open up your heart chakra, open up all of these things, open up your energy to receive something. So if you say things like, if you're looking to build confidence, you know, you can say things like, you know, everything really is okay. I'm safe. I'm excited about moving into this new place of success and joy. I am grounded. All the right people are coming to me at the right time. My friends are supportive of me. I am supportive of me. My family is supportive of me. It's easy for me, myself, to move forward. And as you say these things, and I don't say them as platitudes at all or something to say in the mirror, I more think of it as the more that you say those positive things, and you can do this also like right before you go to bed, you're kind of going into the theta brainwave, which I know we're going to talk about in a little bit, that you open up your subconscious mind to these positive feelings, to these positive messages. And as those feelings expand in you, then that the universe comes back and goes, oh, that's really what you want. Because when you say things like, I am rich and successful and everybody loves me, if you don't believe that, what you're really doing is bringing that other feeling of, oh, I'm nothing. I'm never going to make it. I'll never be rich. And that's really the feeling that's going out into the world. And feelings are very, very powerful because they they could have thousands of beliefs underneath them. So they're kind of your mega, mega powerful laser beams.
Yeah. And you know, one thing I'd love to add to that is that the willingness, just the willingness, because we are willing to feel more confident, even if it's a challenge to say, I am confident.
Right.
Just the willingness alone is that feeling that's putting us into that direction, you know?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Definitely. And that openness, you know, just to be open.
Yeah.
And look, there's people who are there and it's not happening, but they've got to find out what is that next thing that they need to uncover. They need to be talking to people and like we said, bringing in the right people at the right time so that they can figure out what that thing is that shut down.
Speaking of figuring it out, I know that you are one of the most amazing healers that I know personally. I've worked with you. I've done many little practice groups with you and really, really have transformed my life. So can you share a little bit about your background of how and what led you to becoming a healing practitioner and a little bit about the Theta healing modality that you use?
Sure. Well, I think when I think about it, there's really two reasons that I became a healer in the form that I am, I think. When I was 18, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and it was called advanced stage 3, so it was moving on to into stage 4. And what I found out later, and I'm really glad I didn't know then, was that the doctor said that she would die in 6 months without chemo and 18 months with. So it wasn't really that she got cancer that made me a healer. It was really what she did to heal herself from it. She did every therapy imaginable. She did surgery, a double dose of chemotherapy, meditation, individual therapy, family therapy, acupuncture, acupressure, nutrition. She had a psychic healer. She had art therapists. I am not kidding.
Wow.
She left no stone unturned. And within a year, she was cancer-free.
Wow.
And what that showed me was that healing wasn't something that just happens in a doctor's office. It really, and you know, this involves you too, you understand this. It happens when you address everything, your emotions, your energy, how you live your life, how you're physically treating, you know, the issue, it's everything. And so that really planted a seed on looking at all ways to heal anything. And then 10 years ago, I was watching a friend heal her life using Theta Healing. And I had anxiety for 6 years and had been working in therapy for a year and a half to get it, you know, to heal it. And I got it to the point where it was down probably from an 11 to a 3. It's an old story I talk about. But I still woke up terrified every day. I still shook all day long. And any time that I remembered that I wasn't shaking, I started shaking again. So it was so much in automatic pilot. It was, I couldn't get it. And so I decided to take the Theta Healing basic class, which is one that I do teach now, and because my friend who had used Theta Healing to change her whole life, and I saw everything change in her life, with her relationships, with her health, the amount of money that she was making, everything. So I took this class. It was a 2.5-day class then. And when I got out of the class, I noticed I had a lot of space that I never had before, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was literally like mimicking swimming in front of myself, like a breaststroke. And I was, what is this space? And it took me 2 days to realize that my body was out of fight or flight for the first time in 6 years.
Wow.
I mean, it stopped vibrating, and it was done. And it didn't shoot back into that automatic pilot. The automatic pilot had been shut down. And so from there, I just took every class I could take. I took the basic, I took the advanced, I took practice classes, I signed up for everything I could do. And I had no idea that I would be a Theta healer for anybody other than myself, maybe my friends. I couldn't even explain it to anybody. I just knew that it worked. So it was quite an experience, and, you know, almost 10 years later, here I am. This is what I do.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
And you know, one thing that I just absolutely am so grateful is your authenticity really just shines through. It just comes right in, and especially when you're working, whether it's one-on-one or in group settings, and that's something that I don't feel someone can, you know, conjure up or learn. It's just something that you just are, and I'm just so grateful for that aspect of you and for sharing that so freely with us. So I know, could you share a little quick thing of what, you know, Theta Healing is? I know we both integrate it in our practices, but, you know, just a nice little rounded way of saying it. And then I would be grateful if you could do some healing on new beginnings and embracing change and all of that good stuff.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. I would love to do that. Okay. So Theta Healing is a meditation that connects you to God, Source, or whatever that energy is for you so that you can receive a healing. And what happens when you make that connection is physiologically your brain waves go into the theta state. We have 5 brain waves going at all time. And the theta brain wave, we know from hypnotherapy, is the brain wave where we're able to access our subconscious mind. It's our super learning brain wave. Okay? And what we can do with that is be able to, in theta healing, identify, change negative beliefs, give new perspectives, loving perspectives, release resentments and traumas and fears, change habits and patterns. And I always say this, it's the lightest way I know of letting go of the heaviest thing in your life. So it's not about, you know, reliving a traumatic event. It's saying, you have that energy of trauma in your body, let's release that. Let's learn what we need to learn so you can release that and move on.
Mm, yes. Love it.
Would you, so you would like me to do a little quickie session on everyone?
Would be so grateful, you know, just a nice thing around new beginnings, embracing them and change and really getting us into a good space so we can start off this fall season in a fresh new light.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So we'll do a down and dirty here. How about that? nice 10-minute thing here. Okay, first of all, I'm going to go into a theta meditation, and then I'm going to ask to come into your space, okay? So you have to say yes out loud. So, Emmanuel, you get to be our mentor of this. But everyone who's listening, you have to say yes out loud because that's going to help you open up your subconscious to receive the changes. And that's under your control at all times. If you don't want something, don't say yes to it. So you're going to say yes out loud. I'm going to receive the intuition, what's blocking us from creating new beginnings. And at that point, I'm going to say, would you like an energetic download of this? How to do this or that, what this feels like, would you like to get God's perspective on this? And like I said, say yes out loud so we can get this in your subconscious. And then notice how you feel. Even if you feel nothing, it doesn't matter because as long as I'm witnessing it for you, that's my job as the healer, that's what's going to happen. So is it okay if I come into everybody's face right now?
Yes.
Okay, here I go. Going into the meditation. All right. Feel that open up for everyone. Feel that come into your body. Okay. Would you like to know what unconditional love is from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay. Feel that energy come into your body. And would you like God's definition on what unconditional love is?
Yes.
Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective?
Yes.
And would you like to have God's definition of joy?
Yes.
Okay, and know what that feels like?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to know how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out?
Yes.
Would you like to know what that feels like?
Yes.
All right. You can just really feel that energy coming into everybody. And understand that this energy is going to help you keep any healing you get, from a walk on the beach to a talk with a friend, whatever it is, or working with a doctor or a practitioner, this will help you keep it.
Mm.
Would you like to know what it feels like to receive love from God?
Yes.
And that you're safe, worthy, and deserving of this love.
Yes.
And if there was ever a moment that you felt unworthy of love that's carried through your life to now, we're going to go back, have God go back to whenever that started for you, whatever lifetime, whatever level, when you flip that switch off that you became unworthy of God's love, and God's going to flip it back on.
Yes.
Okay. And feel that love just rush, whoosh, for all of those lifetimes, all of those levels, to bring you to now and to your future.
Mm.
And would you like to have the discernment to know when it's appropriate to receive love from others?
Yes.
And know what that feels like?
Yes.
And know that you're worthy of receiving healthy love from others from God's perspective.
Yes.
Let you know what it feels like to be safe from God's perspective. Big deal.
Yes.
There's God's definition of safety.
Yes.
And would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved from God's perspective?
Yes.
Good. I can just feel that going around. Doesn't that feel good? And would you like to know what it feels like to be completely safe and secure from God's perspective?
Yes.
There you go. Okay, so now we've got the basic stuff out. Done. Do you like God's definition of new beginning?
Yes.
There we go. know what they really feel like.
Yes.
So would you like to be able to expand your receiving the success of this new beginning for you now?
Yes.
That's 360 degrees all the way around.
Hmm.
Would you like to know, wow, that, I can still feel that.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. Would you like to know God's definition of moving forward in your life and just have that on all levels?
Yes.
Okay, and know what it feels like to do that.
Yes.
And would you like to know God's definition of the unknown? Bring that into your body.
Yes. Yes.
Now let's give you God's definition of abundance.
Yes.
There we go. And show you how and what it feels like to receive abundance.
Yes.
And know that you're worthy of it.
Yes.
And understand that abundance is really a form of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, it's not just talking about money here, we're talking about everything in your life and being able to attract that and manifest that and receive it.
Hmm.
Let's show you what it feels like to be safe, worthy, and deserving of receiving God's abundance.
Yes.
How and what it feels like to generate this abundance.
Yes.
To know that you are safe, worthy, and deserving of generating abundance at all times.
Yes.
All right. Still got some time here, so let's give you that definition of self-support.
Yes.
Very cool. Would you like God to open up your cell receptors for receiving joy?
Yes.
Okay. And open up cell receptors for success, receiving success.
Yes.
So imagine, really just picture a cell like a big circle, and the cell receptors are right on the top of them, you know, like these little mouths or something, a little pack, you know, with their open mouths.
Yes.
And just see those come in. And then we're going to put in cell receptors. God's going to put in cell receptors for receiving good fortune.
Yes.
And then God's definition of love.
Yes.
God's definition of abundance.
Yes.
God's definition of optimism.
Yes.
So as we open all these things up, we're going to close down the other guys, close down the other shelves. Is it okay if God closes down cell receptors for depression?
Yes.
And pessimism?
Yes.
And that feeling bleak, that bleak outlook?
Yes.
And defeat?
Yes.
And misery?
Yes.
And suffering?
Yep.
Struggle.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that all the vows of suffering to be close to God, is it okay if God completes and finishes those?
Yes.
Okay, good. There we go. See that going?
Mm-hmm.
That was just a drain on your energy, no matter what it is. And would you like God to complete and finish all the vows of struggle that you have in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And the vows of struggle to be close to God.
Yes.
And God's going to show you that it's possible for you to be in the energy of God, that creative energy, that love energy, without suffering or struggling.
Yes.
Or both.
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to know how to trust your own intuition from God's perspective and know what that feels like?
Yes.
There we go. And to know who you are from God's perspective, trusting your own intuition?
Yes.
And to know that you can stand in God's love and be a part of all there is without doubting yourself?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to know that God loves you without holding on to your self-resentment for the mistakes that you've made in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Watch that just leave. Would you like to know how and what it feels like to move forward with grace and ease into your new beginning?
Yes.
Just about wrapping this up here. Would you like to know how and what it feels like to use our collective consciousness energy of moving forward to propel you forward with grace and ease?
Yes.
Into your joy, into your abundance.
Yes.
Yes. To your great life.
Yes.
Contentment. Success.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go. I know what it feels like to step into this with grace and ease and joy and success.
Yes.
All right. Just complete that right there. And let's ask God also just to do a healing on everyone's body right now.
Yes.
So that we can all be in complete health for this new beginning. Have all the right energy that's appropriate for our bodies. So that we can move forward with grace and ease, joy and fun. There you go. That is complete.
Wow. My heart is just overflowing with gratitude and love, and I'm just smiling. I'm sure you can probably feel it.
I can.
I am just so grateful for you. I know our listeners have just received so much from this amazing time together that we've co-created, all of us. Now, where can our listeners learn more about you and your amazing work? Do you have any upcoming events, things that we need to know?
Well, you can go to my website, which is Think Theta, T-H-I-N-K, Theta, T-H-E-T-A, .com. And my contact information is there for you so that you can reach me in my email, my phone. And I am in the process of building my fall schedule, so just stay tuned to see what pops up. You can go to my website and sign up for my email, and what you get for that is a free Theta meditation that will actually take you into the Theta meditation so that you can heal anything that you want to heal. And what's wonderful about this is you can use it every day. It's like a 10 or 11 minute thing, meditation. And you don't need to be, anywhere. You just need to be comfortable. You can be lying down. It doesn't matter. You don't need to cross your legs and hold your fingers together. So it's a really wonderful thing just to have as a gift and appreciation, and that way I can be in contact with you and let you know what's going on. And then I will be definitely on other shows that will be coming up in the near future in the fall and in the winter and the spring. It's going to be fun.
Yay, and that meditation, to the listeners, definitely check that out. That's such a generous gift, and I use that process daily, and it's transformed my life. Just sitting there, you don't even have to do anything. Just get yourself into that space, and it creates miracles alone. So definitely want to take advantage of that. Sign up for Karen's newsletter. And Karen, thank you so much from my heart. Heartfelt gratitude to you for being here today, for playing, just sharing your beautiful space, your presence, your energy, your gifts. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I can just say it's the same to you, that I am so honored to be here and so grateful for your energy in my life and your friendship. And it's just an amazing thing to be able to be here. It's just so easy and natural and wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Karen. I adore you. You are welcome back anytime. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for your presence. I can feel your beautiful presence and your energy here. And thank you for co-creating this miraculous hour together. And please check me out at Facebook. You can check out the fan page under The Miracle Cafe. And also, you can check out MiracleCafeRadio.com. I love you. I will check in with you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.